This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello. You are listening to the Newsish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
I'm here.
We're back.
Yes.
Newsish.
Oh, no, that's the wrong button.
What are you doing?
It's a disaster.
How did that...
Because my big, chunky finger...
I pressed two and three.
hang on, right, okay. Right, coming up, we're going to be looking at the headlines from the broadsheets. That'll be followed by Marksman's Joke of the Week. Then we'll be talking to my mum, who'll be giving us her local gossip that perhaps, if my dad is in, we'll get sports news from my dad. And then we'll be looking at Mark Simmons' newsletter. And then it's sports. Oh God,
what is it?
Tabloid news from Mark Simmons. Finishing up with the weather with our special guest and comedian, the wonderful Lucy Porter.
To be fair, sports is the best bit in the tabloids.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so here we are, we're back.
You're here.
Yes.
I've been here.
A month we've been away. Well, yeah. I've been away. We've been away from
where have you been?
The air. I've been in America.
Hollywood.
Hollywood, baby.
The Oscars.
Yeah. I actually did live near where they were, where they had the Oscars.
Lived.
Yeah. Lived. What else was I doing for a month? Wasn't dead, was I? So yeah, there you go. Look, 20-minute walk for the Oscars.
Was it?
Yeah, dumped that place actually. Lots of crackheads. So many crackheads in LA.
When you say from the Oscars, that's where they hold it.
Yeah, the Dolby Theatre.
They hold it the same place every year.
I don't know, but that's where they held it this year.
Oh, that's exciting.
Because I was watching it because I was jet lagged. I stayed up for the Oscars and I saw it and I went, oh, I lived near there.
Did you?
Yeah, for a month.
What else did you get up to in Hollywood, Sean?
What do you mean? Well, I was out there doing gigs and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
So you did some gigs.
Yeah.
You did one on a big TV show, didn't you?
Did.
That was good.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Did you retweet it?
I think so.
Oh, did I not? I'm going to check.
Did you know that I did?
I'm going to check.
I don't know.
I don't know if you did or not.
I did.
But you sort of noticed, like, well, that's very kind of you. I appreciate that. You sort of noticed people were like it. And you think, come on to my mate, why didn't you retweet that?
Oh, mate, don't start me on this. Don't start me on this.
I've done a thing. It's not easy to go to America to do a show
mate,
like that.
This is.
And then you see a friend, oh, just like it. Do me a favour.
I mean,
what?
Mate,
come on.
Delete.
You do not get worked up very often.
This annoys me.
As listeners will know,
right,
Mark doesn't get worked up. If there are any new listeners, look at him getting worked up.
Right.
What? Go on.
Twitter and Facebook should get rid of the like button.
All right.
What use is that? Retweet it if you like it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you retweet something if you like it?
Well, I think. Because I think there's a thing they don't want. People don't want to help you.
They don't.
Even if they're your friends, they don't want to help you.
No. I did retweet you, though.
That's very kind. I won't say his name, but I had to really pester a friend.
All right.
To
retweet it?
Yeah, I was like, oh, you know, you've got...
Millions.
Could you give us a little... Help me out, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge... Just give us a...
Had he liked it?
Huh?
Or she?
Or she. I've already said he.
Did you?
But, yeah, no, I wouldn't. And then I kept on... Like, to remind him!
Unbelievable.
Yeah! When people like instead of retweeting, it's like getting a voucher instead of money. Just give me the money. Just retweet it.
Let's move on, mate. Yeah. What else did you do?
What are you looking for?
What happened? I'm excited.
Well, I did gigs.
What are the gigs
like? Well.
How are gigs? Okay, here's a nice question. How are gigs different in America to the UK?
Well. There's a sort of different setup for basically, okay. So in Britain, what tends to happen with comedy clubs is people go to the comedy night to see the comedy. They're not going to see someone specifically.
Right.
If Mark Simmons is on at a night, no offence, but no one's there to see Mark.
Oh.
They're just there to see the comedy,
sometimes.
and at the end they really enjoyed Mark.
Oh, there you go.
But the most. In America, what happens is, if there isn't a name... Or in LA, if there isn't a name on, right?
Yeah.
Then no one will go.
Really?
So you've got to hope that you're on... And this is weird as well. The big names still do the clubs. So, like the equivalent of... Maybe not McIntyre, but, like... Oh, I can't think of someone... Like... I don't know. They'd still do a club.
Yeah.
Like, a name would still do a...
Like who in America?
So, like, there's a guy called... All these people that are on Netflix, like Chris D'Elia, Tom... who's the Tom guy who's, like, recently lost...
Sigur,
yeah. So, they're, like,
They're on the bill. They're on at the Comedy Store, right. Which would just in England wouldn't happen.
And how do they do in those? Do they smash it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Bill Burr. I met Bill Burr doing Conan. Oh, and right. Then I bumped into him at the Comedy Store.
Was he gone?
And he was trying some new stuff. And that was brilliant.
What's he like?
Very fun. Lovely man.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very good. I tapped him and went, "Oh, you're right, Bill," and he had absolutely no idea who I was. No idea who I was. And I went, and I had to sort of lean in because he's in disguise, he's got his hat on, and I went like, "So Sean, we did Conan together," like, and it was literally like 2 days ago. 2 days ago. And then he went, "Oh my god, like, what is this what you dress like?" Because I look so different from when, like, I'm in a suit. Yeah. I'm just dressed in like a hoodie and like sweatpants, you know. And then he said, he introduced me to his friend. And he went, "This is Sean. He's from Australia or England," which was my opener.
Oh yeah,
but he wasn't. It wasn't a reference.
Oh,
he
my was. God.
He just did. And, oh, this is something that listeners might not know that I didn't know before I went out to LA. Americans don't, generally speaking, don't know the difference between an English person and an Australian person. And that's most of the time.
Wow.
So it's rarer for someone to just go English. They just don't know.
That's so weird.
Well, the equivalent would be with a lot of English people, of a Canadian and an American. You might not know if they were a Canadian or American.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
How the Americans hear Australian and English.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you get that a lot, did you? That they thought.
Oh no, you just get it every time. Someone just goes Australian, English? They don't know. Because of my hair, I tended to get Australian.
That's so weird that he didn't recognise you because of what you wore. I don't think I've ever not recognised someone because of what they wore.
Yeah. Well, I had this hat on, you know, it'd be low.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm just very unmemorable. apparently.
Anything other than gigs or just gigs?
Gigs, that show stuff. There's lots of famous people. You walk round, you see. Yeah.
Who's the most famous person you saw?
Well, I watched the Super Bowl at Courtney Cox's.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Why didn't you start?
Because I forgot.
The conversation with that.
Yeah.
Did you sit around and like you think, oh, it's like being friends? Did you have a sofa like that?
No, because it's an. No, the place is a lot
how
bigger.
How did you manage to do that? How did you get on that? My
yeah. I did actually ask to get to do a set
at her house.
It looked like the yeah.
What?
And I said no.
Oh, you got asked. I thought you just said I asked to do a set.
No, I didn't ask. I got asked.
Hey guys. And I was like, got something to say.
No. Yeah. So that's, I watched the Super Bowl at Courtney's.
So how did you met Courtney Cox then?
Was it in the house?
Yeah,
of course,
yeah,
I met
yeah,
her.
Yeah.
That.
Was that nice?
Well, yeah, it's nice. Yeah, she's nice.
Who else was there? Stop being so shady. Just tell us. We all
know. I'm not being shady.
There you are.
I'm sad about. I told you about Courtney Cox's house at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I told you
who
she
else
was nice.
Was there?
I told
was
you
Matt
that.
Matt Perry there.
Yes, right. Matt LeBlanc was there. Matt Perry was there. Lisa Kudrow was there.
Oh.
And Jennifer Aniston was there.
Bruce Willis?
No, he wasn't there.
No, David Schwimmer.
No.
Where was he?
Gunther was there, making the
was
tea.
He?
No!
Oh.
You thought I was being serious?
No. Oh, so who was there? They can't just be you and Cockney.
Cockney?
All right, Sean.
Oh, mate, that's a good idea. Yeah, I love tidying. I love a bit of tidying, mate. Bloody hell. Charla, get in here, you mag. Are you fat or thin this time? I can't keep up. Yeah. So no. I don't know if I should just. I probably shouldn't have. Should I be telling you this?
I don't know.
Should the radio? It's
did
not
you sign a contract.
No, but you don't want to.
You do. But you know, I'm excited.
But I'll tell you this: some big names.
Yeah.
Had left
before you got there.
Yeah.
Before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right.
So they obviously went to watch it at like their own.
So
place.
Did this just have like a normal TV or did?
I mean, what
like
the fuck do you think? Oh, I swear. I'm allowed to swear, but I don't like swearing.
No.
What do you think? Did she have a normal TV?
Like, what? Not like a. Like, it was just a widescreen? Or did she have, like, a.
Come off
a
it,
cinema,
mate.
Like a cinema.
They
were
earning $1 million an episode!
Wow.
And it's like six episodes, 20
yeah,
episodes.
Ago.
Did she have a normal TV?
She's probably spent all that now.
Oh, God.
What? So, what sort? Was it like a cinema screen?
I'm not gonna. It was cool!
Oh, I suppose you can't say.
Of course, she's got a big. I mean, there's
yeah.
a big.
Just one
what
screen?
It's a big screen.
Did you understand anything about the...
Did 3D, which was weird.
Ooh.
Which is Super Bowl 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And if the ball...
Could you catch it?
No, if you kicked them, if they got a point, it vibrated. The room vibrated if there was a point. I'm joking. And it wasn't in 3D either. Sorry, no. But it's big screen.
You can get 3D like sports now and watch it, can't you?
Yeah, you can. It's quite normal, actually.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
So
now I'm here back with you.
Are you? Last time you went to America, you were quite happy to be back, but you sound like you had a good, better time this time.
Yeah. No, it was much better. I was doing lots of little meetings and stuff. Is this no one wants to hear about this? Do they?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
Let's talk about the news.
Let's talk about the news, exactly. I wanted to catch up with you and hear what you've been up to.
I've been just gigging. I have nothing exciting.
You've been working hard.
My little nephew.
I've also been working hard.
Yeah, good, I know.
Yeah.
My little nephew's just started learning.
You've got a little nephew?
I've got two little nephews.
Do I know that?
I don't know, twins?
I don't know. Can't remember.
One of them just started playing tennis, so I went to watch, and I went back to the scene of the crime. Where,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Let's come back to this.
Okay.
Let's come back to this.
More to it, really.
Oh, okay. Right, forget it then. Right, news, broadsheets. Okay, The Times, Russian spy critically ill after suspected poisoning. The Guardian, unknown substance leaves former Russian spy critically ill in UK. The Eye, renegade Russian spy poisoned on UK street. Daily Mail, smiling causes cancer. There you go. So, the big story really is...
I keep smiling.
Yeah, no, it's not good for you, apparently. Russian spy... Oh, there's the paper. Critically ill after suspected poisoning. You heard about this?
That's the front pages of the tabloids as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Big news. Scary stuff. A former Russian double agent who passed secrets to M16 was fighting for his life in hospital last night after a suspected poisoning that raised fears of an assassination attempt on British soil.
Well, I found quite cool about... It's probably not cool.
Come on.
But the... they did
get
the
cool,
thing,
is they it? They're thing. Definitely not saying cool on actual news shows.
Like they did a thing like they do in movies, I think, if I read it right, that they swapped. So the Russians...
The bridge of spies.
Yeah, the British had like a... I think they said she's like a sexy Russian spy.
A femme fatale.
Did they actually say that in those papers? Because they did in the Sun.
Well, a femme fatale. Definitely didn't use the word sexy.
And they swapped them.
Yeah, so informer slipped away after spy swap for Russian femme fatale, is how the Times put it. So he was basically living in England.
Yeah.
He found asylum in England, and as he was a Russian prisoner. Because he was... What had he done? I've got it somewhere. But basically, he had given the English information
British.
On... What did I say? English. British.
I think it's British.
Yeah, British.
Yeah, gave him information. Yeah. So spy.
Yeah. There you go. Top news. Top news breakdowns from the Newsish team. There you go.
So they poisoned him, and it was in like a shopping centre, was it?
It is in Salisbury.
Yeah, it's such a cool story until they said it's in Salisbury.
What's wrong with that?
You expect it to be in the centre of London.
No, but they don't want him in it. He's trying to live in peace. And he had told...
They found him.
He'd apparently told the authorities that he feared for his life, and then this happened. Oh. Don't you think it's quite scary that the Russians can basically just start assassinating people in England? Yeah. After and that, it's quite.
But that's,
they seem to be. They seem to be up to quite a lot of trouble at the moment. Like what? Like with that video that. Putin was running for. Is running for. Is it presidency over there again, or to be prime minister? Leader. I'll say leader.
Yep.
And he showed a video of like their weapons now that they can use. And one of the videos was a weapon blowing up Florida in America.
What?
To go, like, look, our weapons, we've got great capabilities here. Look at what our weapons could do.
So he made a movie.
And in his demonstration video.
Did he take it from, like, a film and just pretended it was...
I don't know. This is just what I read, I'm afraid. But that's quite scary. You find that... You think that...
Yeah. That's like an act of war, isn't it?
It is.
Is it?
Why have you said act of war like that?
Because I thought it sounded like something... Like, quite intelligent.
It's quite a... definitely didn't sound intelligent. But don't you think that's quite... That's quite threatening to go. Oh look, these are our weapons capabilities, and then to show, demonstrate.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
If I like showed a video of like how hard I've been training, I could punch, and then I showed a video, and it was just me
example,
knocking your head off, like me. Pow!
It's too unrealistic. You have to
because you do taekwondo.
Yeah, I'd move.
Yeah, although
I
remember,
block it.
Remember when you did taekwondo?
Yeah.
You still got mugged in Edinburgh, which I used to find hilarious. And now I look back at that, I'm like, that's probably quite mean, me laughing at you.
But the thing is,
you told me you got mugged.
I never learned taekwondo really pissed.
That's what you should be doing. Because that's when you're more likely to get into a fight. So you need to get drunk, then do the lessons.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. So. Okay. So have you ever been poisoned? Food poisoned. Could be food. Yeah, exactly. Wasn't a stupid question.
I've been date raped.
Excuse me?
Well, sort of.
You've been date raped?
Yeah. Have I not told you this?
I don't think you
have I never told you this?
Mark, think about what you're saying.
Well,
you've
kind of.
What, Mark? Mark?
Hang on.
Mark?
Yeah?
You just told me that you've been date raped.
Well, almost.
Okay, what? You only got it halfway in? Like, what do you mean?
I got date raped. What do you mean? Oh, no. I was at university. Now, this is really serious, Sean. Sean, this is a serious This was a serious subject. Do you know how it happened?
What do you mean date rape? What do you mean by date? Because date rapes, surely.
Hang on. Okay, I was at a
what
party.
Doesn't date rape mean raped on a date? You're saying you were almost raped.
On a date. No, a woman can't rape a man, can they?
It was yes!
A woman. Can they?
Well, it's going to be.
I think the time you can, it's penetration, isn't it? I think. Hang on, I think that's the definition. This isn't.
What the fuck?
Hang on. If you let me tell you what happened, and then you can decide.
That is the most casual someone has ever said, I've been date raped. I've been date raped. You can't. Listen, you don't
sort
mean.
Of. No,
do
don't
you mean?
That.
Do you mean?
Yeah.
Spiked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you meant.
Yeah, but yeah, I still.
But what you're saying
is. No, someone still had sex with me.
Mark, what? You, what?
What? But someone still had sex with me after. So. What? That's.
What do you mean?
Oh, is this a bad start to the
what
new?
What do you mean?
Okay,
we're back.
I was at a party. It's really serious. This is a serious topic.
Yeah, it really is serious.
Yeah. So I was at a party at university. Wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
Until my mate turned up because he had the Jack Daniels.
All right.
So I was waiting for him, and then this girl who I knew, her flat, came up to me and said, "Oh, I'm too pissed. Can you have this drink?" And it was JD and Coke. So I had it.
Yeah.
And the next thing I remember is waking up the next day.
Yeah.
And, I think I probably shouldn't be talking about this too much.
Come on, it's ridiculous.
So I was at my girlfriend's place.
Yeah.
Woke up fully clothed. And I said to her, it's really weird. I don't remember much about last night. And she got really annoyed at me. And right. I didn't know why, really.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went back for Easter, and then it was like a week later I was talking to her. I said, I still don't remember anything. And she said, you really don't remember anything? And apparently we had the most mad, crazy sexual activities.
What do you mean mad, crazy? Toys?
No, I don't know. No, I don't know. That's how she reacted. And then, so basically, and that night, the girl, hang on, that night, now this is really serious.
This has all come from Russian
this is
spy,
really serious.
Critically John, ill.
This
after
is serious. It's a serious point we've got to make.
Yeah.
So a guy from the party, a dodgy guy, tried to break into the other girl's room that night.
All right, has got, yeah, it's turned.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely
turned. So he thought she'd had what I'd had.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it could affect a guy to give it, still make him up for it. I thought, I don't know.
This is the hence will roll. But yes.
Off with your head. Dance till you're dead. Heads will roll. Drippin' with alchemy.
some reason, the trailer for another radio show isn't working.
Which is
quite annoying. So that's why there was that dead air there.
Am I on, Sean? Let me try. My mic doesn't seem to be on.
No, there you are. Sorry.
Unbelievable.
Why isn't that working?
It
should
know.
Be an advert.
I don't know. Let me Before try. We move on, Sean, I'd like to make a retraction from something we're talking about.
Fubar Radio, UN Women UK, will be hosting a live 24-hour radio show.
Exactly 24 hours.
Starting on Friday, the 9th of March from 5 p.m.
As part of the He For She Arts Week, this will be a fundraising event. All the proceeds are going to UN Women in the UK to change the reality for women and girls globally.
Pitch Talk presenter Rachel Downey will host a 24-hour radio show
with loads of football presenters and an incredible lineup of guests
helping her through the marathon show.
24 hours.
So join Rachel Downey and her guests on Friday, the 9th of March, for the Fubar Radio 24-hour show.
Part of UN Women UK He For She Arts Week.
We'll see you on the 9th of March.
24 hours.
Okay, Mark, you wanted to reach... Oh, sorry, just check that out. Do check out that show.
Yeah,
check it out.
Check it out.
Mark, you wanted to attract...
Yeah, I have not been date raped.
Right.
So basically, I got spiked, I had the date rape job, someone had sex with me,
yeah,
and I don't remember it.
Okay.
That's what happened.
But someone was trying to...
Yeah, yeah, so it was serious. Yeah, and a week later, we reported it to police, and they went, oh, there's nothing to do about it.
Different times.
So that's bad, isn't it?
Very bad. Okay, so it should be time for Mark Simmons' joke of the week. Just before, I just want to know what I just want to pick your brains with the Bradley Wiggins.
Yeah.
Put money into shocking tax avoidance plan. This is the news story in the Times. This comes as Wiggins sought to defend himself after a select committee report accused him of taking banned substances to aid his successful attempt to win the Tour de France.
What, so they're digging up loads of dirt on him now?
Yes, exactly. So more stuff is coming out. So he basically they're saying that he didn't need the drugs that he was taking for his asthma. He was doing it so that he would lose weight and still have the strength. What I think about all of this is, who gives a shit? It's cycling. What is wrong with you people? It's cycling.
And it's not like...
Who cares? Why do I even know who Bradley Wiggins is? He's a cyclist. Like, what?
Yeah.
Is this real? I cycle.
Yeah.
Right? In the spring, summer, I'll cycle to places. Yeah. I've never been doing that before. Oh, I'll just do this. For ages. What is going
on? What's the benefit of cycling?
I can't believe people get money. Like, he must be a millionaire. Why? Because you cycle. It's ridiculous.
He's a top athlete.
But why do people
like...
Yeah,
but you're saying,
how
like,
you respect
Mo Farah.
Him?
Mo Farah, it's just running.
Mate, seriously.
Is that what you're
that's
saying?
Actually what I think.
Oh, football, it's just kicking the ball in.
No, it's not, though, is it? Not, though. That's not, though.
It is.
Because I can run... and I can cycle.
Yeah, but you can't cycle as good as them.
Yeah, I know, but you don't need to. You don't need to.
You don't need to be better at people than football.
But football, it's a sport. It's competitive.
So it's running. You're racing against people.
I've remembered what I think.
Right.
Okay, I've remembered what I think. Okay. Football, you go, right, and you watch,
yeah.
And then these people that can do, like, score amazing goals, bicycle kicks,
yeah.
Shots, right, long-distance shots, 30 yarders outside the box, all that stuff, right? There's violence, there's tackles, red cards, all this. What are you... Why are these people... What, celebrities? Who's watching cycling? It's lit... You could stand anywhere in London and watch a cyclist.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, okay.
Why does it matter that he's doing it for longer? That doesn't make it better to watch.
Yeah.
It makes it more boring, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think?
Good point, well made. Yeah, I think it's shit too, to be honest.
Do you?
No, I don't care about cycling.
What is that?
And it's really complicated. The Tour de France thing.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't make any sense, the rules. Like, they get a yellow T-shirt if they're winning and it... And then
I don't know about that.
And they've got a team that help them. They've got a team.
I don't know what you're on about.
So they've got a team. So the British team, Sky team, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Like they've got people there that aren't there to win it. They're just there to help their main one win it. Like, it's really complicated. Don't understand it.
Oh, you mean like in Formula One when there's a team, but those other cars aren't.
Nah, they're more competitive in Formula One.
Are they?
Yeah, because the other ones don't want to win at all.
Yeah.
Whereas in Formula One, they're all trying to win.
I don't know if they are they?
I think so.
I just. There you go.
But so
you're listening to the news-ish show with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
So drugs in sport, what you don't care too
drugs
much?
In sport?
Yeah, would you mind if a footballer was taking something to help them perform?
Not really. Why doesn't everyone take them?
No, no, I don't think anyone's allowed to.
No, but just let everyone. Yeah. And it'll be better to watch.
Yeah, it'll be better goals and...
Exactly, all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah, obviously. Right, it's now time for...
What's happening?
We've not had this in a long time. I've missed this.
What?
It's Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
I've got two. Do you want a snow one or do you want a movie Oscar-y
We've
one?
We've been away for a month. Give us both.
The other day I watched Frozen.
Yeah.
To get over it, I watched Thor.
What?
Frozen.
Yeah.
Let's get over it. I watched four.
I don't get it.
Four. If it's not frozen and it falls out, and then there's four the movie.
If something's frozen, it falls out.
It four. Not falls out. Four.
Yeah, Thor with
melts.
Hemsworth. Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know ice melts. It's called thawing.
No.
Oh. Well.
I didn't know. I've never heard that word. I would just say melt.
I might be saying it badly.
I would just say melt.
I struggle with me THs. Thought.
I used
thought.
To.
You know what I mean.
Thought. But yeah, but I've
like
never...
You thaw out your fridge, your freezer.
Never heard that.
You've never...
No.
That's weird.
Right. Is that weird? Fine. But I've never heard it.
Is it? We haven't had something like this since you didn't know what a notice board was.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah, fair enough. That's a thing
Things I
joke.
Don't know. That's notice boards and thaws.
That's...
There you go.
That's the thing with jokes, isn't it? If you don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly. So what was the Oscar joke?
That's not really an Oscar joke. Someone told me I'm a terrible movie reviewer, so now I'm only going to review good movies.
Have I been spiked? Well, I don't know. I don't get that either. Someone told you you're a terrible...
Movie reviewer, so I only review terrible movies.
Oh, right. So, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so... well done.
Oh,
God.
That was...
Look, it's time for...
I wrote a Game of Thrones joke, and I tried it, and no one laughs, because surprisingly, not that many people watch Game of Thrones.
It's not surprising. I know what you mean.
But I thought... Do you want to hear
it? No, because it's only on Sky, or you have to get it on iTunes. It's quite an exclusive... Yeah.
So I got
a few people that watch it.
I got the Game of Thrones action figures, but Theon was missing some bits.
Great.
Yeah, if you like Game of Thrones, it's all right.
He's not got a cock.
I had to say that after in the gig, because they all stared at me. I just went, I've got a cock.
More comedy should be like that, but you just have to explain it.
I do that quite a lot in my stuff sometimes.
Okay, it's time for local gossip. Oh, Tracy, have you heard what's happened with all the snow and all that?
No, what happened?
Well, you know, it's been snowing, everyone's been snorting.
Right.
And yeah.
What happened?
It's freezing.
You've got the heating on?
No, all the heating's like broken and that.
Did you get some food?
What?
Like, did you store up your cupboards before the snow?
No, that's what I mean.
You're hungry.
You know, so I asked Philip, you know Philip, top of the road?
Yeah.
I asked him if he would give us some food, right? So he lets him go. Oh, Phil, he's so lovely. He's so nice, Phil. Lending us some food and that.
Yeah.
We get back, it's off past the sell by there.
What was it?
Fish fingers.
What's it?
Yeah. Frozen. We open a packet, look like fish fonds.
Maybe they've thawed out.
They're thawed out, exactly. Exactly, there you go. It's local news, or local gossip. With my mum. Hello, mum. Mum? Oh, no.
Where is she?
Mum? Mum? My mum gone? She's not there.
Where is she?
I think she's just hung up, not interested.
Oh, not
that was. So for new listeners, that was the section where we speak to my mum. And she gives us local gossip.
We are trying to get into hold of her, so she might. Do you want to do my newsletter quickly?
Do newsletter, good idea. So don't have to do it quickly.
So this is a newsletter from where I grew up, Wheelbarrow Town.
Yeah.
It's really nasty, actually. There's lots of bad news.
Okay.
Lots of crime.
All right. Happening.
A local resident has reported cold call.
Yeah.
From
did you used to cold call?
No.
Oh, no, cold calling, that's different, isn't it? Like prank calling is what I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah, did you? I never did.
All the time.
I was a good boy.
You didn't prank call?
No, I didn't prank call anyone.
We used to, like, order Indian takeaways for the people across the road and then just watch.
Well, that's not a prank call. That's like a...
Yeah, all right, well, you know what I mean, mucking about. So we'd order takeaways and then just watch the confusion outside. Such pricks.
That's really bad. Yeah,
really. If there are any young listeners, for whatever reason, that are hearing that, think, oh, that sounds like a laugh, don't do it. It's out of order.
But the Simpsons encouraged it, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, Bart would always call up and ask for use a fake name.
Right.
So when the bartender shouted it out, it would make up a rude
word.
Oh, okay.
Do you not remember that?
Oh, right. No, I don't watch The Simpsons.
Oh,
never
you?
Did do.
Oh.
No. I've seen about four.
Oh.
Ever.
Yeah.
Crack on.
Cold calls, they became suspicious when bank account details were requested. That's a boring one. We have received reports of a criminal claiming to be a police officer in order to gain personal details from residents.
What?
The criminal claims a fraudulent transaction has happened and asks for their details to try and sort it out.
Right.
It's bad, isn't it? I think they're trying to prey on old people.
Oh, yeah, you read about that. Scary.
It's bad, isn't it?
Scary stuff.
The police will never ask for cash or personal details. The police probably will ask you for personal details, wouldn't they?
Yeah, if you get arrested, I mean, that's what you get asked, isn't it?
What's your name? Did you rob that place?
Right.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah.
That's personal details.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Oh.
Have you?
No, I escaped. My friends all got arrested, and I was the one that got away.
Well, you legged it?
Yeah. Well, I actually hid behind a bin.
What had they done?
Do you know what we did?
Prank calls?
Do you know what we did?
No.
Can
you say?
Yeah, it's harmless.
Yeah.
We're a bit stoned, because we're teenagers.
That's the first thing.
Yeah. not in California. Legal, no? So the whole place just stinks of weed. Everyone's stoned.
Actually?
Yeah. We all had the money, because you don't have any money when you're a teenager.
No.
Because you spent it all on weed. And so we had the munchies, and we broke into a school and licked the ice cream.
What?
Yeah.
Was it your school?
No.
So how did you know there was ice cream?
Because it was a school. Remember, there's always that, those big blocks of ice cream.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then I got away, and they all
did you break
all spent
in?
A night.
How did they break in?
I think my mate had a crowbar. That's a pretty naughty kid.
So, and then,
yeah.
How did the police know you were there?
What do you mean?
Did
the
alarm
police
go
know?
Off?
No, I think someone just saw us all jumping into like the
right
in the
and
school.
Then where was the bin you hid behind? Was it in the school?
So what happened is no. We'd gotten out. We were all walking down the street eating our ice cream, and then my mate went pigs. And I'd never heard this term used for the police.
Right.
And I'm just like looking for a pig. It's really stoned, like, oh, man. And then turn around and my mate went, drop the ice cream. So we all drop the ice cream.
Yeah,
like they're guns.
Yeah, it'll fall out, melt, and then it's all gone. So it's fine.
Yeah. But what happened is the police car, I was at there was like six of us, and the police car went to the front. So when the police car went to the front to get the two at the front, yeah. Well, I just ducked under a bin, and then loads of police cars come.
Really?
Turned up, and then I did a runner.
Imagine getting arrested for stealing ice cream.
Yeah, we're in the papers.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the Ice Cream Five.
No, it wasn't.
It was!
No, it wasn't.
It was!
The Ice Cream Five. And because you weren't there, you were the flake.
There you go.
Very good.
Right.
That's meant to...
Anyway, my mum's on the line now.
Well, your friend's annoyed that you didn't get caught.
No. And no one dobbed me in. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That is good.
That's probably...
No one's a grass.
Exactly. Legends. Right, talk to my mum now. That was done, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was Mark's newsletter. Here's my mum with her local news. This is the thing. It's a proper news programme, because you don't just get the news from the papers. Everyone's news.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am.
Hey.
Hello. I remember that, the ice cream thing.
I forgot you could hear
and I remember you were with Crazy Dave.
Yeah.
And you were going to a Limp Bizkit
concert.
And his mum and dad wouldn't let him go. I was fuming.
I know, yeah, it's bad, yeah.
I was furious about that. What, did they expect you to go on your own? I couldn't stand his parents.
Oh, God, I don't... Oh, good. All right,
No, I just tell you this, Sean.
Oh, no.
Do you know what his mum used to do?
What?
Do you know his mum? She'd phone me, 3 o'clock in the morning... And say, oh, where's Sean? And she'd be drunk as anything.
Oh, my God, that's mad.
Yeah.
Didn't know about that. Thanks for protecting me from that.
Okay.
Probably don't bring that up on the radio next time.
Oh, okay.
No, it's fine. So, there you go. But, Yeah, why did I just go to see Limp Bizkit with someone else?
Oh, well, it worked out really well.
Because they cancelled.
Because they cancelled, so you got your money back.
Brilliant. Oh. Great.
Yeah.
Well, you got your money back.
Yeah.
Okay, so, right, local news. What's going on, Mum?
Oh, well, Gertrude's been going to the vet, and I've been looking after
family
cats
dog.
And dogs.
Family dog.
Everybody's, all the pets have been ill, and it's been mad.
Because of the weather?
And Gertrude's been to the vet,
yeah.
And she's got this big lump on her neck. And so what they've done, they've tied string round it, and it will eventually just drop off. It's about the size of a golf ball.
Okay, but she's okay and it will drop off.
Oh, yeah, yes, it's no big deal, apparently.
Yeah.
But I hope it doesn't drop off. Oh, you want to see it? It's like a big black ball.
Oh,
I just don't want it to drop off in bed.
Well, at least she's all right.
But what they've done, it's really strange. Because, you know, I always have trouble with my neck and everything.
Yeah.
So, anyway...
It's really sort of centred around health and medication, this one.
Well, let
it?
Me just finish this.
Yeah.
I've got to take these tablets, right?
Yeah, well, you love
well
that.
Anyway, when Gertrude went to the vet on Friday, she's been put on the same tablets as me. Can you believe that?
I actually can, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's not going to be, like, side effects, are there? You could end up walking down the street and then pissing on a tree.
Don't.
No.
But, it's how weird is that?
Very odd.
Yeah. But anyway, she's getting better.
Oh, that's good.
It's been like hell here because of that snow.
Yeah.
So we were all snowed in.
Well, you live on top of a hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it must be dangerous, like, walking up and down the hill.
Well, what happened, we had some friends round last Friday, and...
Who?
You've met them because they were at your gig at the Theatre Royal.
Okay.
And you had your photo taken with him.
Cool.
Mick.
Cool.
Well, anyway, Mick went out and he was crossing the road and he went flying and his leg went up in the air and he landed on his back.
Oh, no.
And really bad, yeah, not nice at all.
Okay.
Anyway, that's that.
Has he been put on the same drugs as his cat?
He hasn't got a cat.
Cats always land on their feet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They do, don't they? So, what else? That's amazing about the Soft Cell concert.
Oh, yeah?
I
got my mum tickets through, like, I could get my mum some tickets to see Soft Cell. Mark, do you know who Soft Cell are?
All I know is Alan Partridge had them on his radio, didn't he? Ruddy hell, it's Soft Cell.
Yeah, so...
No, you must know it. You know that song, Tainted Love.
All right, Mum. Jesus.
Tainted Love.
Okay, don't do that. That is
bad.
No,
I haven't quite got it. Can you do it again?
No, Mum, don't. Right, so, okay, that's enough of that. So, anyway, she's going to see Soft Cell. And then she started going, I don't like the toilets at the O2. Can you get me a special ticket so I can go to the VIP toilets?
Oh.
You haven't used the toilets. They are disgusting. Oh, so can I have a wristband to use?
This is what she said. Can I have a wristband to get to the VIP toilet? Probably not. You're not going to be using the same toilet as Mark... What's his name? Mark Armand.
You don't even know his name.
Oh, is it him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Taylor Love.
He's amazing.
Is that one?
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Marilyn Manson did the cover.
Yes, well done.
Oh.
So great, that's good. All right, well, is Dad about for sports news?
Yes. Anyway, Shuey's really excited.
She's
but,
going
you
on
know.
To Shuey. Okay,
oh,
cool.
And Archie Shuey's coming down. We're meeting up at Easter.
Okay, great.
And then,
news.
This coming Friday, I'm meeting up with Rebecca because we're going to see Brighton Rock.
Okay, good. Well, let's get sports news from my dad now, please, Mum.
All right. Oh, hold
Ladies
on a
and
minute.
Gentlemen, it's time.
Michael!
The time has come. For your sports news, coming to you live from Brighton, England, please welcome Michael Walsh.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello, how's it going?
Pretty well.
Good.
Looking forward to the weekend, right?
Good, yes. So, sports news, what happened at the weekend? What were the big games?
Well, the big game is Ireland v Scotland in the rugby.
Okay.
Because if Ireland beat Scotland, it'll set up a fantastic finale against England at Twickenham for the Grand Slam for Ireland.
Will you go to that?
No, it's a big deal.
Okay.
I've been at Ireland-England matches at Twickenham. Absolutely fabulous occasions, you know, great crowd.
Yeah, brilliant. And football?
Football, well, we got Derby tonight and we've got Sunderland. If we get 4 points, beat Sunderland at home Saturday and maybe draw with Derby tonight. I mean, I reckon we've 50 points of survival, so I think we're 11 points short, you know, and we've got loads of games, so I think we're safe enough from relegation.
Yeah.
That's about the as far as the
I hope so.
Goes,
yeah, that was a QPR right? news. And what about the Premier League?
Well, of course, you're a bit shocked with Arsenal, huh?
What about Arsene Wenger? What are your thoughts? Out or in?
Oh, I think it's time for him to go. I hope he goes up his own volition, though, rather than wait and actually have to be sacked, because he's in danger of damaging his legacy. You know, people only remember him as the man who wouldn't go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, which is a pity, because he did do fantastic things for Arsenal and the Invincibles and all that, but that's all, you know, nearly 15 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I've got great respect for him, but...
Did you see the Chelsea City game?
I didn't, but I hear it was awful. I was half listening to it on the radio. I hear it was shocking. But Brighton Arsenal was a really big deal, and that was fabulous even on the radio. And Brighton played some fabulous football, I believe.
Brilliant. That's good. Dad lives in Brighton. Because your rundowns of the football matches are getting better.
This is the best sports news you've had.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. All right, Dad, that was great. I'm going to try and come down in a week because I'm getting my hair cut, so I'll come down.
Oh, good man, okay. Well, we'll meet up, have a pint, yeah?
Yeah, cool, great. All right, cheers, Dad.
He doesn't know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Sean, you're off.
Cheers, yeah.
Yeah, bye.
See you later, Sean.
Bye.
And Mark.
There we go. That was sports. Oh, yes. I don't even think my dad knows you're on this because you never join in on that bit.
I feel like it's a nice moment between father and son. I don't feel like I should get involved.
Look, we're going to be talking to Lucy Porter, comedian, our special guest, about stuff and our upcoming tour.
And
before
the weather.
Of course, giving us the weather. I forgot. But before then, it's Distant Past by Everything.
Across the sand, so happy just to crawl across the land. Soon I'll be the best around. I'm gonna keep my plunder underground. Hard flesh, cold against the rain, dust billowing around my brazen brain. Saw off all my stinking limbs, blood dripping down my sunken monkey chin.
Baby, can you leave it in
distant past?
Baby, can you leave it in
distant past?
Coming from the very day.
Distant past.
Coming from the very day.
Distant past.
Baby, can you leave me in
distant past?
Baby, can you leave me in
distant past?
Girl, I wanna take you to
distant past.
Girl, I wanna take you to
distant past.
Take me to the distant past.
But you'll never be passing it on. Plug hole down the drain you go. Your body never made it past the snow. K9 fangs about my throat. You're bleeding over Eden like a goat. Tall blade drifted in every field. I'm blooming like a fuming human shield.
Baby, can you leave it in
distant past?
Baby, can you leave it in
distant past?
Girl, I'm on the very, very
distant past.
Girl, I'm on the very, very
distant past.
Baby, can you leave it in
distant past?
Baby, can you leave it in
distant past?
Girl, I wanna take it to
distant past.
Girl, I wanna take it to
distant past.
Take me to the distant past.
Distant past.
Save me from the distant past. I want to survive.
Distant past.
Take me to the distant.
distant past, everything, everything. There you go. Okay, so before we speak to Lucy, just quickly, because we're running behind, we didn't really get to concentrate on the tabloid news. Just quickly give us a rundown of the main stories.
Well, one that's in both tabloids is about the government over 5 years are going to force companies to reduce the calories in their bad food by 20%.
What, so like with a McDonald's, you'll take out 20% of the fries? Is that what you mean?
I don't know whether... I think with some, they're going to make smaller.
Okay.
But they could, like, trying to get them to reduce the amount of fatty stuff.
Well,
they just released
that. I saw the advert yesterday for the Big Mac Junior.
What?
So it's Big Mac, but without two slices of meat.
It's one.
That's
a hamburger.
No, because a Big Mac's got a particular taste, doesn't it?
What, the sauce?
But then what they... Yeah, exactly.
But they've just brought out the Grand Big Macs. Hang on,
it is really nice. It just tastes like a Big Mac, except it's more.
Yes, I'm not hungry after. It's great.
Are you not hungry? You're actually full up?
Yeah, it's quite big.
Okay, that's
good. It's the size it should be.
Well, but now
it's going to be. Have they done that? Have they made the big one so that if they take 20% off of that, it's just there like it was before?
All right, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know. Okay,
I doubt they're doing that.
All right, fine. All right, well, let's. That's that.
Yeah,
there's the tabloid news.
Yeah, there's not much else in there, really.
Fair enough. Well, anyway, we've got to speak to Lucy.
Yeah, yeah,
she's going to give us the weather.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest for this week, Lucy Porter, who is here with us now. Hey, Lucy.
Just enjoying a Big Mac, full size while I still get.
Yes.
The Sun called it war on our favourite foods.
Oh no!
Like, yeah, they've really gone hard on it. They're like, this is an absolute travesty that the government are trying to make us eat fewer chips. It is amazing the things we get upset about, isn't it?
They're angry that they want us to eat more healthily.
How dare they try and keep us alive longer? It's an absolute disgrace. Who wants to not get diabetes? Absolutely appalling.
Do you still eat McDonald's?
Well, I don't. Well, I'm vegetarian now, I don't really. No. There's not a lot. Well, although, I mean, I take the kids because I am, if nothing, is not a brilliant parent. So we have a lot of McDonald's because it is. You know, if you're feeling a bit delicate or you're just not liking your kids very much at the moment, then it's a brilliant place. Because they have like little booths, sort of soft, like tiny little soft play areas, like little prison cells, padded cells, basically.
Yes, yeah.
So you take the kids to McDonald's and then you send them into there and then you don't have to worry about them for half an hour.
That's brilliant.
So I'm all for McDonald's, as long as they continue.
Also, the Happy Meals, just quickly, I don't know why I'm plugging McDonald's here, but just that they've removed the fries from the Happy Meal. So there you go.
What?
Just, yeah.
No. But the thing is, they say they're meant to have a fruit bag, right? Or carrot sticks.
Which
but they
do.
Never have those, because no one ever actually wants them. It's like, you know, they've made this nod to health, but any time you go into a McDonald's with the kids, they always say, sorry, I haven't got the fruit bag. Do you want chips instead?
Like, no way.
Because that's what the kids really want. Yeah. No, it's all a scam.
Okay, so basically you're on tour now. The tour's already started.
Yeah, because I decided that I was going to tour in the spring because I was sick of touring in the autumn when the weather was terrible. So I thought what I'll do is I'll tour in the spring because then none of my gigs will be cancelled because of snow or last weekend was a bit of a disaster, but other than that, it's all good.
But do you not? Hang on, I'm always pleased when it's cancelled. Or maybe you can't say that, but I like when,
you don't make any money though, do you?
Yeah, but it just gets moved. But the relief of something being cancelled, there's nothing better.
I know, but I'm like that with social events now. Like, you know, I dream of if I've arranged to go out with people, and it's always a sort of brinksmanship of all of us. Kind of, no one wants to be the first one to say.
Exactly. Yeah.
But when someone does, you're like, oh, that's a shame. Oh well, never mind. I suppose I'll just have to stay in and watch TV instead. Hooray!
Exactly. There's nothing better. So the show's called Choose Your Battles. Now, is this just you know what you called it, and actually you've just got your best routines and put them into an hour or whatever, or is there something to do with choosing your battles?
You know all the tricks. You know all the tricks. Yeah. I mean, of course, it's if you write a really funny joke and you go, oh, but it's not thematically consistent. Oh, what can I? Of course, you just put it in, don't you? But there's a loose theme. I mean, I always write a beginning, middle, and end, so that I can give the illusion. Yeah. I like to give the illusion of structure and competence, and then actually, it's all just a grab bag. I mean, I've started talking about the thing is also, I don't know if you find this, but when I go on tour, the show that I start with is never the show that I end up with, because you get bored of the bits that you're doing, because it's months as well. So I get bored of the bits I was started doing at the beginning of February are not going to be the same at the end of May when I finish, you know.
Yes. That shows that you work hard. Mine stays pretty much exactly the same.
Those that you don't get to cancel, you just turn up and do.
Exactly. Autopilot. Yeah. Let's go. Grab and run. Hit and run. Where's the money? Get out of here. No, I'm joking. I love performing. We were talking about in the news, obviously, there's that awful news with that Russian spy who's been taken critically ill.
Oh, my gosh, I know, isn't it?
She's awful.
I mean, oh, my God, it's horrific.
Very scary.
But fascinating. But
brought
horrific,
us on to poisoning. Mark told us that he was once spiked and almost, as he put it, almost date raped. And
well, no, not quite.
What do you mean?
Well, it wasn't almost.
He basically got. He didn't understand what he was saying. He didn't know what he meant by saying he was almost date raped.
So I got spiked by the date rape drug and had sex with my girlfriend. So that wasn't. And it stopped a girl who could have got raped. So that's actually better that
okay.
I had it.
Keep it light, Mark. Keep it light.
Let's talk about Big Macs again.
I was once at a comedy gig, and I was in Soho somewhere, and I was sat next to, just watching, and I was sat next to, you know, Keith from The Office?
Yeah.
And someone, and he just passed out, blacked out. I was next to him, he just went
really?
Down, and I was like, oh God, what's happened? He was spiked.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
There you go. I reckon they were going for me, if I'm honest, but he picked up my drink.
Yeah. They just missed. Yeah. Oh, well, that's probably why he, you know. So, did you put her in a cab or what happened?
I don't know what I was doing. I'd gone by that point. So I just remember Keith. I've seen Keith from The Office pass out. It's just a bit weird.
Amazing.
But have you been poisoned? I don't want to go into if you've been spiked or not. Just
no,
have you been?
Been spiked.
No.
No, I have. I mean, I've only ever had food poisoning once,
okay.
Which was
once. That's
horrific.
Not bad. Going.
You know. Oh, God, I mean, because I'd never had it, and I was always very unsympathetic to people when they said, oh, I've been off sick with food poisoning. But when you've actually had proper food poisoning, then you kind of go, oh, yeah, it is like the world is coming out of both ends of your body, and there is just no, there
yes.
is no hiding place and no respite, and it is the worst thing ever. But I had it because I had a kebab during the day. This was when I used to
During
meat.
The day?
What's wrong with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I thought... You know, it was
are you insane?
I just thought, you know what, why is it that I only have a doner kebab at night after I've had some alcohol? They're delicious. Why should I not enjoy this as a lunchtime treat? And I went in and they carved the doner meat.
Oh.
And I did think I was like, God, it is quite grey when you see it in daylight. It's quite a different sort of pallid, odd thing.
Yes.
But I ate it and it was, it took about 45 minutes, I think, before the full terror was unleashed. And it was the day before Valentine's Day.
Ah.
And so the next day, my then-boyfriend and I went out for dinner and I drank tap water.
I thought you were going to say you had to cancel it, and I was just thinking how relieved he must have been.
Yeah.
not for not having to go on a date with you.
I mean,
I haven't done Valentine's Day since that day. I think it's a terrible thing. But yeah, so I do. I mean, my kids regularly sneeze into my food, which I consider a kind of poison.
Oh God, yeah.
Because they just have no filter. You know, they just sneeze wherever the urge takes them. And although I'm ashamed to say that I do now, I just carry on now.
Cough on them.
You know what?
Get them back.
Yeah, exactly. Germs is germs, isn't it? Well, also the cats. If I leave my food unattended, we've got two cats, and they will pounce. And I did the other day. I'd made myself such a nice dinner, and I came in, and the cat was licking the top of the bowl. And I siphoned off about three bits of pasta.
God,
and I just ate the rest.
I'm staying well away from you if we bump into each other in Edinburgh, because you sound like you've got all the viruses.
I know, well, no, but no, I'm absolutely, I'm unbeatable now because I'm so exposed to germs constantly. I've been ill for years.
Well done. Now, the reason we wanted to speak to you is because are you in Middlesex?
Yes, so I have, for you,
the
I've
weather.
Walked to the peak of the highest, I'm at the highest point in the London Borough of Harrow.
Oh, thank you so much.
In order to give you, I'm looking out.
Wait, before you go, we've got the best jingle of all time on the radio,
and then
you can tell us the weather. Here it is.
Yes.
The weather.
There you go.
That's so relaxing.
I know.
God, I could just lie down and go to sleep on the hill right now.
There you go.
So, yeah, so to the south, down towards Harrow itself, gloomy, cloudy.
Mm. Okay.
To the north, I'm seeing the golden hills of Watford looking beautiful and sunny.
Oh, lovely. That three-dimensional weather, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, I don't even know what's over to the east, but whatever it is, it's not great. But so everyone head to Watford. That's my tip for the day. If you're looking to sunbathe, Watford's your place.
Thank you very much. Lucy, thank you for coming on the show.
I'm in Watford this weekend.
Such a pleasure. Lovely to speak. Are you? Oh, yeah. I'll pop by. I won't be there, but you can have dinner with the kids and the cats. And they can
lovely.
Eat
there you go. They can eat your food. Lucy, thank you for coming on the show, and I'll see you soon.
Such a pleasure. Lots of love.
Bye. Bye-bye. Lucy Porter, ladies and gentlemen, on tour with Choose Your Battle. Just Google the dates and she'll be in a town near you. She's also playing Standard Calling, the festival, with myself, and hopefully Mark will be there. Well, I don't know what it is. Stand and Calling Festival.
Stand on Calling.
Stand on, one word, stand Calling and Festival.
Stand and Calling. Be there.
There you go. Yeah. See me, see Lucy Porter, see Mark Simmons, hopefully.
Lovely.
There you go.
It's been a pleasure, Sean.
Pleasure. Good to be back. Lucy chose this show. It's Thunder...
Song.
Thunderstruck by AC/DC. There you go. We'll be right back.